No, yeah, no, I was just thinking that.
Apparently, we've got to, after this guy, we've got to stop for half an hour so that they can do that downstairs.
Yeah, I do want to see it.
So, it'll probably be amazing.
That's all I have.
Like, he's a spectrum assembly.
I've now managed to grab Tom. Tom, you were DJing before. That was fantastic what you were doing.
Thank you.
Can you just run through some of the kit that you were using then?
I was using an original Nintendo Game Boy from 1989.
Okay.
The program I used was developed by Joanne Kotlinski from Sweden. It's called LSDJ.
LSDJ.
Sound Disc Jockey. It's basically a tracker where you can... It's like the interface. You create patterns and chains, and then in the chains you put notes, and it's like, so you've got 16 steps where you can put notes, and then you create another pattern to fill it up. You can create percussion. It's like,
so this is on a ROM, is it, that you plug into the into the Game Boy?
Yeah, because they used to make the cartridges as themselves, but then it went out of business, so you have to use like homebrew ones,
so you can like flash it onto a cartridge. And were you using like a mixer of sounds?
I had to plug the Game Boy headphone jack into a mixer to get, like, I use some effects like delay and stuff just to give it that extra thing.
Brilliant, Tom, thank you very much.
All right.
Are you